Thursday morning for the 7:30 blurb. Michael from Yelp.com comes in and talks to us about stuff. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dave.
This week, it's all about the pampering and the massaging.
That is correct. We are talking local massage therapists and massage centers. And I'm going to start with the one that just piqued my interest immediately when I was putting this one together. And that's called, her name is Ang. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's Ang. I'm not really sure. She is a practitioner of Thai massage.
Okay. I don't even know what Thai massage is.
I didn't either until I did this issue of the weekly. Okay. And honestly, what she does is like full body massage. When I say full body, I don't mean that she puts her hands all over your body. I mean, she uses her whole body to stretch and massage your body.
Gotcha.
Stretching your legs over your head and your arms across your body and using her body weight to kind of like make sure that all those muscles get stretched out in addition to, you know, the hand massage and using it on your back. So that was pretty awesome. Also wanted to give a shout out to Steamboat Hot Springs Healing Center, because why not go to a hot spring if you want to get your relaxation on?
Right, a little bit of both.
Yelper Diana H., who's from Zephyr Cove, she was talking all about the beautiful grounds that are there. This is right there in South Reno. And, of course, the hot tubs and outdoor space that you can relax in.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to do that soon, though, because the weather's...
It's turning.
Yeah. We also have Azul Massage and Body Works, which is included in this issue because Joseph, who's the massage therapist there, he actually specializes in sports massage.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an athlete of any kind...
Injuries.
That's right. Totally. He actually knows the exact way to massage your body to prepare and relax your muscles for the activity that you're in, which I think was pretty cool. He tailors his treatment to that. Also of note, I wanted to give a shout out to two massage therapists in the community. We've got Eric Shapiro. If you're not familiar, he's part of Reno Artworks and also part of the Sculpture Fest team, puts that event on, and he's also a great massage therapist in town. And then, of course, we have Telly Rack, who's another well-loved local massage therapist, so you can look them all up on Yelp. But this week, I want to spend some time to talk about an event, two events that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
First, let's just get the classic and tradition out of the way. We've got the El Dorado Great Italian Festival.
Oh, yeah. I'll be stomping grapes.
Stomping grapes. And I want to give the Exville listeners a pro tip from Yelper Christine B. What Christine does is she has a muffin tin, mini muffin tin, that has all of those little...
So
you could take your little muffin tin around
and get all the pastas all around there.
Yeah, you can get the pastas, or you could bring your own pasta.
Right, yeah.
And have a little baggie of pasta and your muffin tin and collect all the sauces and then taste each sauce individually, then go back and do it again.
It's a smart move.
Yeah. Even smarter is if you take a little Dremel tool and you cut a little corner out of it, just to fit that little wine glass, let it hang off the side.
Now you're thinking.
So that's my pro tip. El Dorado Great Italian Festival this Saturday, October 8th and October 9th on Sunday. Make sure you get out there and check it out. But also a big shout out to Good Luck Macbeth, because as of September 30th, they started their run of a show called Silence the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are a Silence of the Lambs fan.
Mm-hmm.
This is a humorous interpretation of said movie involving Agent Clarice Starling, Buffalo Bill, and of course, Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Of course.
The show runs through October 22nd, and there are some notable theater folks that you may have seen in other performances, like a Yelper, Aniki L.
Mm-hmm.
Two more things. First of all, tomorrow is the Reno Bites kickoff. A restaurant week starting tomorrow night. There are multiple restaurants you can go to featuring $10 specials, like Brasserie St. James, which is offering a $10 Kolsch and order their portobello fries, which is pretty bomb. And you can watch a broadcast preview of what's to come in the week ahead for Reno Bites Week. But most importantly, if nothing else was of interest, TEDx University of Nevada. This is an exceptional event put on by our community with some of the most incredible lineup, with the most speakers and performers you've ever seen to date. We are taking over the Grand Sierra Theater, the Grand Theater inside the Grand Sierra on January 23rd, but early bird tickets went on sale on Monday, October 3rd. This is your chance to get in and see this show, which will feature upwards of 15 to 20 speakers, including lunch and breaks, food included, for $79. The ticket price is going to jump up in about a week and a half, so now's your chance to jump on it. Just visit the TEDx website or yelp.com/events/Reno to find out more. But you don't want to miss any of these events. We'll see you next week.